Okay, ladies, this one is for you. I want to show you what it means to be a high-value woman. I am offering a boot camp all for my ladies out there where I am going to teach you how to take charge of your life and set a path for your future that you are happy about and excited for. In this boot camp, you will learn how to create positive and healthy self-talk. You will learn how to set boundaries. You will learn how to create the happiness and peace that you desire. We are going to tackle a variety of topics, and that's why this boot camp is so different, because we are tackling all areas of life. We are tackling career and your finances and relationships and love and your health and your physical body and your social life and your girlfriends. And you know, the part that's so exciting about this boot camp is this course will actually hit every area of your life for a complete guide on how to create a fulfilling life. Now, I don't care who you talk to, we all want a little piece of that. So start learning the skills that are necessary in order for you to have everything you've ever wanted and desired. No more waiting around for something or someone else to begin to fill you up and make you happy. You have the ability to create that happiness all on your own just with what you have right now. This is just about learning the skills that you probably never learned in order to have all those areas of your life feel happy, content, and fulfilled. It is your time to begin creating this happiness for yourself. So sign up today on my website. All of the links are below. Hey guys, welcome back to Heal, Survive, and Thrive. I am so excited that you are here. Let's dive right into this week's topic. So let's get right into this topic. I really love this discussion because I know that this is something that a lot of people struggle with when they are coming out of either narcissistic, abusive relationships or just unhealthy relationships in general. And it is how this person has really hindered your ability to trust people. Now, we all know that when we're coming out of these types of relationships, right, narcissistic relationships, emotional abusive relationships, we are going to have things like anxiety, stress, low self-esteem. The reason being is that you've essentially gone through a period of your life where you have dealt with abuse, right? So you've dealt with emotional abuse, verbal abuse, perhaps physical, sexual, and definitely psychological abuse. So it has hindered your ability to have a healthy view of yourself. Now, prior to entering into this relationship, you probably didn't have the healthiest view of yourself. So this person really just kind of reinforced all of the things that you were carrying around with you when you entered into this relationship. Now, like any kind of breakup or any relationship in general, when it ends, there are usually things that have happened, especially unhealthy relationships, that we unfortunately keep within ourselves. We don't ever really heal from them. And so we take that on to either our future relationships or we just keep that within our own selves. And one of the things that most people struggle with when they're coming out of these relationships and are not able to fully heal is their ability to not trust other people. The reason why trusting others becomes such a problem for people coming out of these relationships is obviously because this relationship was unhealthy. So chances are you had gaslighting, you were cheated on, you were lied to, you were betrayed, you were abandoned. There was verbal abuse. There were things that happened in this relationship that caused these kind of like red flags to come up, where you kind of learn through example that people can't be trusted. Now, when you go through these relationships, these unhealthy relationships, you essentially are going through trauma. I mean, anyone, I'm sure all of you, there's someone out there that's gonna say, yep, you're gonna have post-traumatic stress. You're gonna have complex post-traumatic stress disorder. And so you're coming out of these relationships with all of this trauma. And because it's stuck in you and you're not healing it, or quite frankly, you don't even know that the trauma's there, and you have all of these kind of like trust issues because you've been abandoned and these betrayals that you've gone through, unless you know how to heal this stuff, it's just going to stay with you. And so I want to tackle not just what this person has done to cause these issues within yourself, because if you can really take a second and look back, you can understand why you might have trust issues, but really, how do we actually start to heal this stuff? So one of the biggest things that happened in this relationship is chances are you gave your power away. Now, when you entered into this relationship, because you had your own past wounds and insecurities and I'm not enough stories and really not knowing how to be mentally healthy, really not knowing how to really love yourself, take care of yourself on an emotional level and a mental level, because you came to the table, I don't want to even just say broken, but just not your healthiest self, right? You entered into this relationship and you allowed this person to tell you who you are. So you essentially give your power away. Now, when you give your power away to someone else, you are at the mercy of what they think, how they want to view you, what they think of you, what they want. You know, you're codependent. You're at the mercy of someone else. Someone else is above you. And so that's what I mean by giving your power away. The reason why this is so, so powerful is because if this happens, then you're going to be in a dysfunctional relationship. You're going to allow abuse to continue to happen over and over again. You're going to stay on the hamster wheel until you awaken, you start to heal that stuff within inside of yourself where you get off the hamster wheel and learn how to just be in life and be healthy yourself, because what's going on inside of here will determine your relationship with others, right? If you're good to go, if you're healthy, if you know how to fill yourself up inside, if you know who you are, if you know what you think and feel, you know, if all of that stuff is good, if you have a high level of confidence and self-esteem, your standards are high, your self-worth is exactly where it should be in order for you to have all of those things I just mentioned, then you're not going to be in an unhealthy relationship. You're not going to, I don't want to say you're not going to attract a narcissist, because I think you can always go on a date with someone and you can always meet someone, but you won't allow that person into your life. Hey guys, as we move into 2021, it is a great time for a fresh perspective. I came across a service from trulydivine.com. They offer an in-depth astrology and numerology birth chart and relationship readings. Really in-depth, easy to understand, and shockingly accurate readings into my personality traits and overall life direction. This is much more detailed than any other interpretation I had ever experienced. Combining astrology and numerology can give you a highly accurate view of your personality and life direction, including your uniqueness, your strengths, your challenges, and your emotional triggers. Understanding these aspects of your personality can help you understand your own thought patterns. Why is this important? Because these are the things that are actually keeping you stuck in repetitive cycles. So knowing this information will allow you to begin to create the life you really want. I would highly recommend their services to anyone interested in discovering themselves from a very unique perspective, individuals on the path of self-knowledge and awareness, or even if you're looking for an in-depth, complete reading of your birth chart. You can also use the discount Thrive, THRIVE, for a limited time for 30% off their services. Trust me, you guys, you will be amazed at what you learn. So for more details, please visit trulydivine.com. Now, because you were not good to go, because on some levels you were probably broken and not healthy, and you had all these traumas carrying around with you from your past, from your childhood of, you know, mom and dad probably abandoning you either physically or emotionally. You know, all of these things that you went through throughout the course of your life that kind of proved time and time again, wow, people disappoint me, right? So because you carried all of that with you and you didn't know how to heal that and soothe yourself through all of those experiences, then when you come face with someone and you're broken, you're always going to attract a broken person as well. Now, they may not be broken in the same way that you're broken, but they're still broken. And so what they're going to do is they're going to use you. They're going to abandon you. They're going to betray you. They're going to hurt you even more. And all of that just reinforces that people can't be trusted. Because of that brokenness, when the relationship started taking a turn for the worse, when things started going not the way you wanted them to go, any healthy person will be able to say, yep, I'm going to try, but I'm only going to try so much because this is a two-way street. And so that didn't happen here. Chances are you took on all the blame, all the responsibility, and you kept trying and trying and trying rather than taking a step back to assess the situation to say, is this the person that I want? Are they capable of being the person that I want in my life? And really dealing with those demons and that fear, rather than just trying and trying and trying and basically trying to fix something that's broken and you can't be the only one fixing it. Because you wanted that control in this relationship and you wanted to try so much and keep working at it and just let, you know, overlook all of those red flags because you did this time and time again. And then time and time again, this person continued to disappoint you or betray you or hurt you or abuse you in whatever shape that looks like. But because this cycle happened over and over again, by the time you kind of hit that pain point, and we all do, we all hit a point of pain where we say, okay, enough, I can't do this anymore. Some people's pain threshold are shorter than others and some are longer than others. But we all hit that point. And so when you hit that point, because of all the pain you experienced, you then created a story that you never want to experience that again. And you linked that pain feeling to that relationship, or not just to that specific relationship, but to relationships in general, to people in general. So now when your mind starts to create these types of stories, that say, you know, pain equals being vulnerable, pain equals me trying to let someone in and then them disappointing me. The real thing came because you didn't know how to handle the disappointment. Disappointment is a part of life, but because we didn't know how to take care of ourselves, because we didn't know how to take care of ourselves mentally and emotionally, we didn't know how to soothe ourselves, that we didn't know how to go through those experiences, that's really what then created this story of people can't be trusted, all people cheat, or all men do this, or all women are like this. And so we create these stories in our mind, and then that causes us to what? Put our walls up. So then you begin to fear intimacy, you begin to fear being vulnerable, you begin to fear just putting yourself out there and trying to meet new friends or just going on dates. Everything seems so scary to you when it's not the outside world that we need to be fearful of. It was the fact that one person hurt us, we didn't know how to handle that, we weren't whole ourselves prior to meeting this person, where we could have avoided all of this pain. And even on some levels, as healthiest as you could possibly be, you can't avoid pain. It's just a part of life. I think the most important thing is that you just didn't know how to deal with the pain. You didn't know how to handle the pain. You didn't know how to have standards. You didn't have that level of self-confidence and self-worth within yourself to be able to go through this experience in the healthiest way possible. And I think being able to kind of check the stories that you were telling yourself really was kind of like the defining moment, because the minute you start creating a story and you begin feeding it, you then believe that story to be true. The only stories that feel really real are the ones that you've repeated time and time again. And until you learn the process of being able to see these stories and really break them down to realize that, number one, they're not real. Number two, they're coming from my past. Number three, they're coming from just fears that I have. And until you're able to really do that process, and I always talk about it on this channel, it's essentially called self-parenting. So until you're able to really learn how to do that for yourself, you're always going to carry traumas that you've been through with you into your future. So that's a huge part of mental health, is being able to not carry the past with you into your future. You can learn from the past, you can be cautious, you can be healthier, but really defining what that means and being able to, like I said, do all of this stuff, I mean, it's essential. You have to learn how to do this stuff in order to not have an experience kind of break you. You know, when we're kids and we're growing up and we experience these things, we experience abandonment, we experience disappointment, we experience letdown, we don't know these skills, right? Like, no one teaches us this kind of stuff. So as a child, you carry all of this with you, and it creates that I'm not enough story, right? So it affects the self-esteem and it affects the self-worth. I think on some levels, it's just kind of like a part of life that you have to go through that little bit of pain in order to really like learn these lessons. Because not every person is going to be able to be everything for you. So you're going to experience disappointment. It's a part of being a human, right? And so I think, you know, when you're an adult and you start to learn this stuff, then you get to decide how you want to handle situations. And the way you handle situations will really determine whether or not you're actually going to heal from them. So now you go out into the world and you understand, okay, it's not that, you know, that saying goes of, it's not the person that you can't trust, it's the ability to trust yourself. I mean, the saying is very, very true, but the part about trusting yourself is honestly knowing what you think, knowing how you feel, what is it that you need in a relationship, really defining the person that should be in your life, whether that's a friendship, a boss, you know, coworkers, your romantic partner, all of those things, being able to soothe yourself, being able to handle yourself in situations, because you're going to go through traumas, you're going to go through stuff in life. So that is really the essence of mental health. When you learn all of that, then you get to go out into life and you get to choose. When you don't know that stuff and you're coming to the table broken, you don't get to choose, because you're coming to the table and you don't you're not conscious, you're not aware, you're not healthy, where you can make decisions. You think you're choosing your partner, but you're really not. You're choosing, your past is choosing them. That wound is choosing them. That like inner child that doesn't feel like he or she is enough, that's the person that's choosing this person. I hope that this has helped you guys in some way, shape, or form understand that what this person did to you, no matter what it is, you know, I'm not gonna go over the list of gaslighting and all of these terms that we hear. I think it's important to understand what those terms are and what they mean, absolutely. But this is really about understanding that your ability to not trust other people, to fear being in a relationship going forward, you know, all of these fears that we then carry with ourselves is basically the wound of what happened to you that you're carrying with you now into your future and in your present moment. And learning how to heal from this is really what you need to do in order to kind of let that stuff go. And really learning these skills of being able to take care of yourself on all these levels, parenting yourself, whatever it is that you want to call it, is what you need to do. And not just in order to kind of like heal and like move on, but in order to be like the healthiest version of yourself in order to have the things that you actually do want in your life going forward. So that about wraps it up. Thanks guys so much for all of your support. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode, and I will see you next week.